Bonjour tout le monde, mesdames, messieurs. Let me welcome you to the second portion of this conference. And my job as MC is to introduce the introducers and give a few pieces of disciplinary advice. The first one is if you have Blackberries or phones, anything that goes beep, if you could turn it off, that would be appreciated. Just to note that in your file, could I have that book? The book. In your file, yeah. Thanks a lot. In your folders with the announcement of the conference papers, you will have a little ticket in there indicating that books from authors who are presenters at this conference are available in the McGill bookshop just around the corner from here. And there's a 20% discount arranged for those books. And there's one that I give notice too, which is Peter Brown, who's a presenter this morning. This has just been published hot off the press. But there are many others there from the distinguished presenters that you have today. I will now move to introduce Antonia Maione. Dr. Maione is the director of the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada. She is the inspiration and the leader of these annual conferences, which very much have her mark upon each and every one for the last 15 years. Well, she's not been here for that length of time, but the mark that she has made is an enduring mark. And she has impressed upon us all that the objective of these conferences is to create conversations amongst people who should be speaking to each other, but frequently don't. And the hubbub of noise in this room suggests to me that there is such a conversation already taking place, and courtesy of CPAC and the broadcasting of the proceedings, we hope that conversation will continue to ripple well beyond the confines of this room. So, Antonia, as the inspiration for the conference, and a great leader, and somebody who does not confine herself to the narrow corridors of academe, but takes the message from academe to the outside world, let me introduce Antonia.
Thank you very much, Bob. Merci beaucoup. As I'm bringing the outside in, I just want to mention that there are seats here. For any of you who are in the back who'd like to sit, there are seats right here, front row. Please take them. Merci beaucoup, Bob. Je suis Antonia Maione, directrice de l'Institut d'études canadiennes de l'Université McGill. Et c'est avec un grand plaisir que je vous accueille à la 15e conférence annuelle de cet institut, qui s'intitule « Le Canada et son eau, vers une nouvelle stratégie ». Comme Bob Slater nous a dit, cette conférence s'inscrit dans une tradition de grandes conférences qui maintenant ont duré depuis 15 ans. C'est pas moi qui les ai tous, qui était le chef de toutes les conférences, mais c'est une tradition à laquelle j'y tiens beaucoup et qui sont des discussions qui favorisent des échanges éclairés sur les enjeux qui touchent les Canadiens. Et le but, c'est justement de fournir un terrain de débat pour encourager les questions provocantes et des discussions ouvertes. When we began planning this conference in October of 2008, imagine, we quickly realized that the major challenge would be developing a succinct and defined program that would interest both experts and non-experts, bring in colleagues, professionals, students, and practitioners. Well, with the help and the leadership of Bob Slater and the members of the conference steering committee, Karen Bakker, David Biette, Peter Brown, Jim Bruce, Mel Capp, Denise Chong, and Lily de Grandpré, I think that we have achieved that ambition. We have a great mix of people in the audience from across Canada, the UK, the United States, representing organizations such as the Auditor General, Foreign Affairs, UNESCO, Northwest Territories, Sierra Club, the EPA, Canadian Business for Social Responsibility, the One Drop Foundation and Environment Canada, to name just a few. As a country with both the riches and responsibilities that flow from water, excuse the pun, we are in a unique position to take the lead on this crucial aspect of environmental policy, and we must look seriously at how we can use, manage, and share our water in sustainable ways. And yesterday's discussion was very much, I think, a great introduction to some of the important issues both here in Canada and across the world. Are Canadians up to this task of leadership? I believe that this conference will go a long way toward answering that question. And when we put this conference together, we also asked ourselves if we, the Institute, were up to this task. We're an institute that deals mainly in social sciences and humanities, not necessarily with hard science, with the science of water. So it was very much a challenge for us as well to try to bring this conference together and make it relevant for a wide swath of professionals, of academics and students, and also in terms of policymaking as well. And I think that we have, in effect, succeeded. We'll know by the end of the day. And I'd like to thank the people who were responsible for that success on our MISC team, Joanne Bilodeau, Adriana Goretta, Luc Moreau, Linda Huddy, our colleagues, our students, and the wider community at McGill and beyond. So thank you very much to all of you. Une des personnes clés dans notre succès est sans doute le doyen de la faculté, Chris Manfredi, qui est membre du CA, du Conseil d'administration de l'Institut d'études canadiennes de l'Université McGill. Depuis qu'il est devenu doyen il y a 4 ans, il nous a donné beaucoup d'appui et il est toujours avec nous dans nos initiatives, aussi grands ou petits qu'ils sont. Et j'aimerais maintenant vous demander de l'accueillir chaleureusement. Professor Manfredi.
Merci, Antonia, et je suis ravi de vous souhaiter toutes et tous une bienvenue au nom de la Faculté des Arts à l'Université McGill. Nothing lowers the intellectual level of a conference more quickly than a speech from a dean, so I won't make any kind of a speech. I just want to congratulate Antonia and her team at the MISC for organizing another terrific conference. MISC has a very strong place in my heart. I'm very proud of my long association with the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada, which goes back to being one of the original inhabitants of the old house just behind us. I spent 5 great years there as back in my previous life as a real academic. But this is a great conference, and once again, the MISC team has done a terrific job putting it together.